But then there's another point he made. He said that it was important, and I'm paraphrasing here, that there should be no backsliding. It's very easy to be carried away by one's first enthusiasm for the Dharma. Easy to be carried away by one's enthusiasm for meditation. And perhaps for a while, maybe for some years even, all goes well. But then somehow it may be that doubts creep in, or external influences play their part, or one takes on other responsibilities, and the Dharma and the practice of the Dharma is relegated more and more to the circumference of one's personal mandala. And one gradually sort of drifts away. Sometimes it happens with order members, sometimes it happens with mitras, sometimes it happens with friends. So the Buddha said this is something to be greatly guarded against, that falling away from one's original inspiration, one's original vision. If there is that sort of falling away on the part of too many people within the spiritual movement, within the Sangha, then the whole Sangha will decay and eventually perhaps disappear. So this is one of the most important points that the Buddha made speaking to his early disciples. You should safeguard your original inspiration, safeguard your original vision, keep up your contact with your spiritual friends. If you're an order member, keep up your membership of a chapter and make sure that you never fall away from the spiritual path. If a sufficient number of people, if a sufficient number of members of the Sangha do that, then the future prosperity of the Sangha, the future prosperity of the order of the FWBO is assured.